Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Edward Dowd, the big Wall Street insider that first exposed the coming collapse of Moderna and Pfizer, will join us coming up next segment. And we've got more of the bioweapons lab. Exclusive information will be breaking down after he leaves us. But here is a very important report by John Bowne at Bandoff Video, the engineered energy crisis.
Back at the gas station, you realize people want this solved. Anthony Ococo voted for the president.
I'm a good Republican. The way things are going, something got to be done.
If you think phase one of the launch phase, COVID-19 was bad, the artificial cutting off of the world energy supply is a death sentence to hundreds of millions, and it is a poverty sentence for another billion people or so, and that's in the numbers.
At this pivotal moment, I see several priorities for the global agenda. We must revitalize the global economy and accelerate its transition to net zero.
Last month, we announced a $5 billion investment to build out a nationwide electric vehicle charging network so that people from rural to suburban to urban communities can all benefit from the gas savings of driving an EV.
We're going to see gas prices likely increase. What is the thinking within your caucus about how to deal with that issue?
That issue hasn't come up.
We have to move to clean energy solutions with great accelerating.
But a clean conscience is worth a buck or two. I'm willing to pay $4 a gallon. Hell, I'll pay $15 a gallon. Because I drive a Tesla.
We should be investing right here at home in renewable energy technologies. We should be weaning ourselves of fossil fuels.
The spectacle of Biden publicly asking Saudi Arabia to increase output, publicly asking Venezuela to increase output, and then blocking all new oil leases on public land and most of the other leases, and shutting down several thousand pipeline spurs, including the Keystone pipeline. A foreign army couldn't shut our power off like this.
It's simply not true that my administration or policies are holding back domestic energy production. It's simply not true.
One of the biggest changes that we've seen between the Trump administration and the Biden administration is the volume of regulations that are now on the table. President Trump was correct. Mm. He wanted to dramatically reduce the number of regulations on the books, that would actually provide greater autonomy and freedom for these companies and for the American people. Biden's doing the exact opposite, and it's even worse than that.
Yeah.
He's looking to have mission creep, so if there's a traditional authority that the EPA operates, he wants the Federal Reserve to get involved, he wants HHS involved, the Securities and Exchange Commission. That's not how our constitutional system works.
There are 9,000 approved drilling permits that are not being used. So the suggestion that we are not allowing companies to drill is inaccurate. The suggestion that that is what is hindering or preventing gas prices to come down is inaccurate.
That accusation is a complete red herring, and it's really a distraction from the fact that this administration has paused leasing on federal lands, something that we're concerned about and something that we think needs to continue right away. The fact is that industry is producing at a higher level on existing leases on federal lands than in the last 20 years. And these leases take many years to explore, to develop, and to produce on.
It's not truthful, right? And it's not truthful at all. From day one, this administration has been hell-bent with their anti-American energy holy war to shut down the production of American energy. She knows that, right? It's delaying leases. Look, you can get a lease and then they delay the permits for you to be able to do seismic and do work on it. In Alaska, they delay the ability to get a permit for an ice road, which is how we go and do exploration on these leases. They've shut that down. They've tried to kill pipelines. Day one, you saw Biden said he wasn't going to produce on energy on ANWR, even though it's in the law that he has to do it, says shall. And then you guys have people like John Kerry and Gina McCarthy going around to the American financial community saying don't invest in American energy. So day one, they have been focused on killing the production of American energy.
Phase one is to release the virus, lockdown society, destroy supply chains, introduce the idea of a global digital ID as a vaccine passport, so they can then have a war and cyber attacks and then bring down the world currency and blame COVID and the war for it, but offer everyone a universal basic income to serve.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time, and I had it on sale for 50% off, and a lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what, I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out, because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. So get your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, 3 days before Putin invaded Ukraine, Kamala Harris was in Eastern Europe telling the Ukrainians we backed them in a war. But it's not just the Democrats. We've got Lindsey Graham and others running around saying the same thing. And now they didn't back down. They kept attacking Eastern Ukraine on the border with Russia, and Russia attacked. And then here's Kamala Harris last night in Europe. And when they ask her about refugees and what to do, well, she starts laughing like she's a hyena starring in the Disney movie, The Lion King. Here it is.
For President Duda, I wanted to know if you think, and if you asked the United States to specifically accept more refugees.
Okay. A friend in need is a friend indeed.
This time
it keeps going.
Szanowna pani redaktor,
madam, the situation
so when you are in over your head, this is what you see going on. I mean, listen, I've been studying this stuff since I was 10 years old, and I could confidently do the job, but I would have real problems because there's so much you don't know. You're dealing with a lot of lives here. It's can you imagine knowing nothing and being in charge? That Tucker Carlson has been a trailblazer on this. For weeks, he's been pointing out, what is she doing in charge of Ukraine? And it's not an anti-woman thing. I know a lot of women that have got their act together better than I do. A lot of ball busters, man. Put them in charge. This is no Queen Elizabeth, ladies and gentlemen. This is an idiot. A true moron. Had a big guest coming up. He's that big former BlackRock executive that called what was going to happen to Moderna and Pfizer before it happened. He's joining us coming up here in about 10 minutes. I mentioned this at the start of the show. I want to get it on record now, and we'll go to our next guest. But again, I hate to give you the magician's trick, but you need to know it. You ever gone to magic shows? It's one of my favorite type of magic shows. I went to one last year in Round Rock they were having. And I went there with my wife and a couple of my children went. And the magician would do the trick and then show everyone the trick. Now, that really makes a lot of other magicians mad, but that's the kind of magician I am. Like, it's fun. You see the trick. It's neat. And now I'm going to show you how I deceived you. And that's really what we do, because it's okay to have a magician that fools people. But you can't do that in politics and religion and business. You can't be based on fraud. You can't be based on smoke and mirrors. And so my favorite type of magician is one that shows you the tricks. And that's who I am. I show you their tricks, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why they hate my guys. So people ask, how did you know, even before the war started 3 weeks ago, to write articles and talk about the bioweapon labs in Ukraine and what would happen in a war? And the media first said, right when the fight started, look, Jones and his website and his writers, they're talking about this. It doesn't exist. They're insane. But why was I already concerned about it? Because from past wars, they will always blame whoever they're attacking for chemicals, biologicals, or radiologicals that get released. And even if they're not released, they will then blame those people. And here it is. Articles going back years with links to the Washington Post, links to the Associated Press, where, and I love how the National Post, you're nice folks, but the exclusive deleted webpage shows Obama led an effort to build a Ukraine-based bioweapon handling, especially dangerous pathogens. Okay, it's exclusive from the Washington Post, 2005. U.S. official Russian invasion of Ukraine risks releasing of dangerous pathogens. That was in February. So before everybody started pointing out what was happening, they were already warning about the U.S. lab, saying, what do the Russians get them? And then Victoria Nuland, the ambassador, undersecretary of state, she comes out and she says it 3 days ago. And everybody's like, whoa, wait a minute. We're telling everybody it doesn't exist, but she says it does exist and the Russians are going to get it and they're going to release it. So if any of it gets released, it's their fault. She's up front blaming them for the labs that Obama built. Say that again. She's blaming them for the labs Obama built. They previously denied existed, but now they've gone, well, they've got the proof. The Russians have taken over the labs, so the Russians are going to release it. Okay. All right. And of course, here's the USA Today. Fact check. False claims of U.S. biolabs in Ukraine tied to Russian disinformation campaign. That was back in February 27th. There's a lot of these other articles here that deal with this, but I've got some of the articles here going back 15 years, 16 years, showing all of this. So there they are claiming it's all disinformation, but let me actually show you the reports. Here's a meme out there with Alex Jones on it. False claims of U.S. biowarfare labs in Ukraine grip QAnon. And they go on to say Alex Jones is QAnon and all this other made-up stuff. No, it's the U.S. government admitting this. Foreign Policy, the CFR, puts out Russian biolab propaganda on Ukraine spreads on QAnon channels. U.S. dismisses claim of biowarfare labs in Ukraine yesterday, a day after the U.S. ambassador and the deputy secretary of state came out and admitted it was true. That's Reuters. Saki gaslights, claims Ukraine biolab is a conspiracy theory despite State Department confirming their existence. She's the evil Chucky. And it goes on from there. Victoria Nuland, Ukraine was biological research facilities, worried Russians may seize them. How could anyone look at Ukraine's refugees in the camps and laugh? Well, that's who this lady is. And they don't care if a bioweapon gets released because they'll just blame the Russians. And here's an article, U.S.-funded biolabs Ukraine conducted research into bat coronavirus, Russian MOD says. They don't say it's in the Obama funding documents. It was on the news. And Glenn Greenwald, has done a whole breakdown on this. Greenwald slays fact-checkers as Nuland's Ukraine biolab bombshell. And this whole article lays out the proof of what I just said. But here's one of the articles, Washington Post, August 30th, 2005. Listen to this and listen clearly. U.S. to aid Ukraine in conducting and countering bioweapons. U.S. to aid Ukraine in countering bioweapons. How do they counter them? By setting up stations supplying highly lethal pathogens. And it goes on to say they were taking over the former Soviet bioweapons labs and that they were expanding them. It says it right here, to counter the Russians, just like the Wuhan lab was to counter all of this. The United States and Ukraine agreed yesterday, this is 2005, the United States and Ukraine agreed yesterday to work jointly to prevent the spread of biological weapons, signing a pact that clears the way for Ukraine's government to receive U.S. aid to improve security at facilities where dangerous microbes are kept. And all the Russians said is these things are there. Nope, they're not there. The agreement, the result of more than a year of negotiations, was announced by Senator Richard G. Lugar and Barack Obama during a visit to the Ukrainian capital. The senators credited Ukraine's revisionist reformist leaders ushered into power last fall's Orange Revolution for breaking bureaucratic resistance of the pact. One lab to receive funding is the, it goes over the whole name of it, Scientific Research Institute in the Black Sea port of Odessa. The institute was part of a Cold War network of anti-plague stations, just like we call ours anti-plague, that supplied highly lethal pathogens to Soviet bioweapons programs. And then it goes into the U.S. expanding those labs under Obama, and then you're told they don't exist. Shut up. Nothing to see here. Move along, ladies and gentlemen. That is incredible. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Blew people away when last October I said the word is there's going to be a major war with Russia and China, as China was greenlit to go into Taiwan by late February. I had that from a lot of corporate and military sources that they've been told that. People that have been right 90%+ of the time. Doesn't mean they're God. Doesn't mean things don't change. But I came on air and told you that. That was really from high-level media, high-level corporate, and high-level military that I reached out to the military after I was told it. Well, Edward Dowd basically has the same job, but in Wall Street, to forecast and to be able to be a futurist, to see the trends and tie them together. And he's worked at HSBC, Donaldson, Lufkin, and many other places like BlackRock. He's worked all over Wall Street. And the key is that he was able to predict what happened to Moderna and then Pfizer before it happened, and the news that is now unfolding. So he joins us here with some amazing statistics and numbers dealing with CDC data broken down by age. The CDC doesn't do this, but insurance experts did. The story it tells is devastating. We're about to lay it down. And again, he can't comment on BlackRock due to all the stuff that's going on with that. He never has commented on BlackRock, so we're not going to get into any of that with Edward Dowd. Edward, thanks for joining us here today. Quite a time to be alive in. Give us the 10-foot view and the 35,000-foot view, please.
Yeah, no problem. So last time I was on your show, we talked about the insurance company results and that they were seeing excess deaths in the younger age group. Well, it turns out, when you go into the CDC data, and they don't break it out by age, but my insurance industry expert who's been helping me, he's part of my team, and he has actuarial training, former Wall Street sell-side analyst. He went into the data, and we were looking for something else, but a disturbing story emerged. He was able to break it down by age and create his own baseline death rates from the ages. So all this excess mortality I'm about to show you comes from his work, and he wants other people to recreate his work via the CDC database. It takes time and effort and some expertise, but it can be done, and we challenge other people to verify our results. Here's the punchline. The punchline is this. If you go to chart four, this is the money. We call this the money shot, chart four. On chart four, basically you see that millennials experienced 84% excess death into the fall and winter of 2021. So excess deaths accelerated when mandates and boosters hit. And this age group is important because they're healthy and you can't say that they, you know, missed their cancer screenings. This is ages 25 to 44. So this is just devastating evidence that the vaccines are causing this age group to die at an accelerating rate. The way I'd like to frame this is in the second half of 2021, I know I showed percentages in that chart, but the numbers, the actual bodies are 61,000 in the second half of 2021, millennial age group. To kind of wrap your mind around that, that's the Vietnam War event that just occurred to the millennial generation in the second half. 58,000 died in the Vietnam War from a U.S. standpoint.
Wow, so there we go. Sink in. The same number died in Vietnam in 10 years, just died in 1 year.
Correct. Vietnam event for the millennial generation. And I also, you know, I also want to point out, these are due to mandates. You can see the acceleration starting in the summer when mandates started hitting in August and September, and then Biden came out and really, you know, clamped down the vices on that. And boosters were also authorized and started happening. So Let's call this what it is. Let's introduce a term I've heard you use before. This is death by government mandate or democide. Death by government. That's what's going on here.
And I don't even feel worthy to be covering this because we know insurance companies have said this. It's been confirmed. You hired a big statistician to dig into it. It's here. This is just breathtakingly painful to know these psychos actually did this. Why in the hell would they do something like this? Because it looks like it's premeditated. All these other scientists that had been in the same field said it was going to do this. They got warned. They bought off the regulators. Why would you commit such a giant crime?
Well, there's two ways to look at this. Just good old fashioned power and greed, or there was a plan hatched by some very evil people. I'm going with power and greed for now, but you know, as we roll through this very active fraud that's being exposed, there's more and more evidence coming to the front that this is part of some sort of bigger grand plan. What we've seen in the U.S. has occurred in other. Well, I haven't looked at their data, but I'm guessing this has occurred in other global governments that have mandated the vaccines. So this is a worldwide tragedy, and it's a war. And whether the government knew it was a war on people, they're currently warring on their own people. And it's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
Wow. Well, Edward, you're doing groundbreaking work, Bob. And please continue with the news and information.
Absolutely. So the other thing I want to point out, a couple weeks ago, a German insurer, BKK, one of the board members came out and he said, and used their data, that the government was underreporting injuries, not deaths, forget deaths. It was underreporting injuries by a factor of 10 to 1. Then they took their data and said, well, if we just apply what we've seen in our own 11 million clients and apply that to the total population of Germany, they came up with a number of 2.5 to 3 million Germans who were injured by vaccines, enough so that they had to go seek medical treatment. That's 3.6% of the German population, or 1 in 25. So I would challenge any regulator at the FDA to tell me they've approved a drug with that kind of adverse event profile. I would say they haven't. And so we have a fraud that occurred on the front end, and now we're seeing the fruits of that fraud coming to fruition right now.
Well, I agree that a lot of the evidence points towards a premeditated plan, but Moderna panicking, dumping most of their stock, deleting their Twitter accounts, that also shows that they didn't know that it was all just greed and insanity, kind of like what we saw with BP and the whole Deepwater Horizon, ordering them to do drilling that the engineers told them would blow up. And the CEOs and people just said, screw you, drill without the concrete being poured in. So there's also kind of a corporate mental illness here. That may be it. I don't know what's scarier, but they don't even know they did this, or they did it on purpose. It's just, no matter what, these people are crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. When the investigations ensue, we can figure out if there was a plan before this. I'm starting to get there. I'm increasingly becoming more convinced that this was a plan rather than just power and greed. I need a little more evidence, but I'm leaning towards that at this point. You know, I'm data-based, data-driven, so it's starting to look super ridiculously ugly from that standpoint, Alex.
All right, brother, we're going to go to break, but how do people follow? We're going to come right back with you, sir, but how do people find all your groundbreaking work? Where's the best place to go?
On Twitter. Twitter just got off the 7-day suspension. I'm going to be mostly posting on Getter. My Getter is at Edward Dowd, D-O-W-D, and Twitter is at Dowd Edward, D-O-W-D, Edward.
Absolutely. Your work is the most important out there. Thank you so much for what you're doing. We're coming right back to you, sir, on the other side. Wow. And these numbers are insurance company breakdowns, folks, and government breakdowns from CDC numbers. Just a nightmare situation.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3.
that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So, we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have, or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I want.
for all the major big companies, many of them, HSBC, you name it, BlackRock. And he's here as an independent citizen going in and breaking down numbers that we've seen from insurance companies, but drilling into the actual numbers from the CDC. And we see similar numbers out of Europe. They can cover up old people dying and claim it's something else, but they admit that we are having a shorter lifespan. They admit that way more people died last year than died the year before the vaccine. And so here we are, continuing with Edward Dowd, with this huge news, facing this, going through the whole story. What other facets should listeners know about?
Well, I just also want to reemphasize that this is the CDC's own data. They don't make it easy for you to break this out, and they provide charts that aggregate it into all age groups that doesn't tell the story I'm telling here today. And there's a reason they haven't broken out the data, because it tells a devastating story. I suspect they know, in fact, they must know what's going on. And isn't it interesting that Michelle Walensky is refusing to answer Senator Ron Johnson's letters for information? So these people are hiding now. We're in the hiding stage. Where's Fauci? I don't see him anymore. This is getting to be ridiculous. And, you know, let me also go on to it. We've been dropping these charts one a day since starting Monday. We're dropping two more charts, one tomorrow, one Saturday. And I'll kind of give you an idea about what one of the other charts says. So since August of last year into February of this year, remember, we had miracle vaccines, and you know, everything was supposed to be getting better. We shouldn't be seeing acceleration to the end of the year of death rates. The over 65 generation saw 306,000 excess deaths in the second half into February of this year. That is a World War II event. 291,000 people died in World War II from the U.S. So the baby boomer generation just had a World War II event. Okay? And let's take the numbers a little further. About a little over 1.1 million people we've had 1.1 million excess deaths since the pandemic began, many of which occurred in the second half of this year, which is, again, that's all we need to know. 1.1 million excess deaths equates to 4,000 World Trade Center events. So the media wants to talk about Ukraine, and we just literally had a war here on our own soil. We're at war with someone, and it's occurring.
And the numbers are there. They're not debating. It's even mainstream news that way more people died in 2021 than died in 2020. I don't know how they're going to be able to cover this up. And then you've got all the heart attacks and the myocarditis and the people getting sick that took the shots. I know a bunch of people, because their jobs, took the shots, and they are all of them sick. I mean, I know military people, police, school teachers, professors, lawyers that are all telling me, yeah, man, I got blood clots. I'm sick. This, what the hell happened? I mean, it's so crazy to ask her. So I know I keep going back to the motive, and you're just going off the numbers that we know it happened, but just the motive of this, why would you do something like this?
Well, this is speculation on my part, but since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the system writ large, not any one individual, but the system viewed a human being as a center of profit. If we think about the debt bubble that I've talked about, the sovereign debt bubble, and all the you know, liabilities associated, both unfunded and funded, Medicare, pensions, what have you. What if the system writ large viewed killing a human being as more profitable than extracting profit? I'll just say that and leave it at that. What if that's what's going on?
Well, that's it, exactly. With the social safety net people are invested in, it's easier just to kill them than to actually pay it out.
And, you know, the math used to work, but maybe the math no longer works. And I'm not saying it's a bunch of people in a smoking room, but maybe there's just decisions being made one by one across the globe that we got a problem. We can't pay this money. And, oh, here comes COVID and oh well, some people are dying. I guess that's not great, but it's good for us long term.
And now we've got a new global social credit score and a new digital currency where we get rid of the old problem and have a new one. They admit that. I've got it all right here. I know you track this, but it's the Davos Group. They're all announcing it. All the major central banks are announcing that soon they're going to control the money and program the money and will actually dictate how you can spend the money.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't think I said this on the show last time with you, but I said it in other interviews I've done. You know, people ask, how did you come up with that series of tweets that predicted the future? Well, I thought we had a sovereign debt bubble. What would it look like if they used it as cover? Well, you know, I have something that really got me to write that tweet series. And on April 5th of 2020, there was an interview on Face the Nation with Federal Reserve President James Bullard. And there was talk of, you know, the virus, this and that, and how are we going to come out of this? How's the economy going to reopen? People will be scared. We can't restart the economy. And he said on April 5th, 2020, that, well, it's great. We have technology, and we can come up with an immunity badge that people could wear. I didn't see the rest of the segment, but they said, we're going to roll it. When we come back, we're going to roll into the surveillance technology that would enable that to happen. So the Federal Reserve Bank President of St. Louis floated that idea in April of 2020. Now, a bunch of us on Twitter were outraged about that, and they floated that out there. If you notice, that disappeared from the national conversation in 2020. And if you said anything about vaccine passports, you were called a conspiracy theorist. Well, lo and behold, we had a lot of vaccine passports in 2021, didn't we, Alex?
That's right. And, you know, I started saying this 2 years ago. If they've launched something this big, they've got to have something that's so horrible later you forget about the last attack. I think that's the war. I think it's the gas prices, the energy crisis, but I think it's something more. How do you think they're going to try to get out of what they've done? Because as you said, you're dead right. You said this, you were on a month ago. You said, oh, they're hiding. They're already hiding. And I was kind of, well, now they are. You're 100% right. They're hiding. But how do they try to extricate themselves out of this?
Well, you know, there are no such things as coincidences. You know, the Ukraine war, which was set up, as you said, months ago, was launched on March 23rd of 2022. And the timing on that couldn't be more beneficial to them, because that's when the German insurance company came out and said what they said. And then they, you know, a week later on the State of the Union address said COVID's over and everybody's lifting mandates and all this nonsense. They literally don't want to talk about this anymore. And, you know, I think there's enough of us awake who know how the games are run and how they try to distract with events. This event isn't going to hide what's happened. And there's plenty of people out there who are going to make sure we don't forget. The public doesn't forget. We have alternative news media now, which I would say to you, I'm a futurist, right? You guys are already the mainstream media. These guys are dead. Twitter stock is in the tank. Facebook stock is in the tank. The mainstream media, they're dying. So if you were a public company, Alex, and you were a growth stock, I'd own your stock hand over fist in my portfolio, because the future is bright.
Well, that's what some other big players are saying. I hope it's true. We're going to try to win together. Edward Dowd, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Move on to war. Edward Dowd was there weeks before it began, predicting it was about to unfold. Moderna, Pfizer, all of it. And now they're hiding. You don't see them on any channels. They are so scared. The awakening is massive. But then you got to be concerned. If these people are willing to pull this off and thought they could get away with it, they had a plan B to divert us. So how would they poke and prod? Who knows what they shipped into Ukraine to get Putin to invade? I'm not lionizing Putin. You're a smart guy, Edward. What is your view on this war and the economy and the gas and the fuel and national polls, 60%+ blame Biden, not the Russians? I mean, I've got Democratic Party articles right here at one of their big get-togethers, Dems in disarray, at one of their conferences, high level, calling their retreat cursed. Yeah, I mean, but I don't even want them to be cursed. It's scary. They're in charge. And you've got a bunch of insane, I mean, you've seen the Pelosi clips where she can't even hardly talk. This is frightening.
It's the most pathetic thing I've ever seen in my life. And all my Democratic friends don't even talk about these people anymore. And they don't even, when those on the red team, I'm not on either team right now, I'm on Team Humanity. But when the red team starts giving them a hard time, They don't even want to talk about it. So that's where we are with those clowns. Let's go back to Biden's first day in office. Because I don't have a memory like goldfish, like so many in our country seem to have, he shut down the Keystone Pipeline. That was his first executive order.
That's
number
right.
one, I believe. Number one. So there was a plan to shut down this energy production in this country. Okay. And the high oil prices we saw before this war were due to that. And also monetary inflation is and also, you know, supply chain issues from these stupid mandates and, you know, obviously people dying around the globe and not enough people to fill the spots. So that's the 1-2 punch. What do I think is going to happen going forward? Well, I predicted on Steve Bannon's show this morning that we're going to go into recession in the third quarter. I had really smart friends on Wall Street predicting that in the fall. We have a really big problem with the Federal Reserve. I've seen studies that suggest that this rate hike cycle that they've been talking about, raising interest rates, it's over before it began mathematically because the market dictates really what the Fed does. The Fed usually lags the markets, and the market is suggesting that if they do raise one time, it'll be one and done, and they're going to have to start stimulating again because we're rolling over. The other thing that's interesting is this rise in commodity prices, mostly oil, has occurred without a subsequent rise in short-term interest rates. It's the first one that's happened since 1983. So that suggests to me this is a supply shock more than anything. Even though there's monetary inflation going on, it's more of a supply shock, and I think done on purpose. All the actions of the Biden administration have exacerbated this and caused this. So it lies squarely on their shoulders. So where are we? What's going to happen? So I think we're going to see a deflation. So the inflation in the last 10 years has been in financial assets. Okay. Yes, there's been some inflation recently in goods and services, but mostly the inflation went into financial assets from all the funny money they printed. What we're going to see is a deflation in financial assets and an inflation in things you need, like food, Medicare, what have you, gas.
By the way, I totally agree with that. That's bone-chilling. You're going to see a deflation in the garbage derivatives and crap, but inflation in real things. This is going to be really rough.
It's a 1-2 punch. And, you know, I'm not a gloom and doomer. I just think that people out there need to get mentally prepared for a tough sledding ahead for the next couple of years.
Well, that's what I was about to say. I'm not a futurist economist out guy like you, but we call it a recession. But people are starving to death all over the world. They're cutting off the supply chains. Now all of this cascading, 25% of the world grain being cut off. I mean, I think we'll be lucky if it's just a recession. In fact, beyond a depression. What do we call this? I mean, I don't know what we're going into here.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned grain, wheat. Wheat prices were already trending up, and then once this war started, they went parabolic. So, and we're already hearing, I'm hearing from a Wall Street guy and Dr. Malone, who owns a farm, that the wheat farmers and the hay planters are already saying they have to cut production because of fertilizer prices. So I suspect, and I've said on other podcasts, we're going to see global food riots in the fall, maybe this summer going into the fall. It's going to be like the Arab Spring, but across the globe. And you know the math on inflation. Once food becomes 50% of your disposable income, riots usually ensue. Food riots ensue.
They always ensue.
Yeah. So, you know.
And we've already, as you know, last week crossed the threshold of the last Arab Spring. The level's now above that.
Wow. Well, it's, you know, look, the spark is set. The fuse is lit, I should say. And look, my recommendation to Americans is don't freak out. Don't live in fear. Just tighten the belt. Learn how to fast. Fasting is good for the soul and good for your body. And I do it all the time. Despite, you know, having some money still to buy things.
Oh, I need to. Yeah, you look great. I look like Jabba the Hutt. But, I mean, seriously, people should get ready to don't jump out windows. Don't panic. This is going to be the biggest time to wake people up. and look at it as a way to wake people up in the hard times we're going into. I totally agree. Folks, don't commit suicide. Don't get depressed because your stupid bank account goes down. Just get ready now, and you're going to be the leaders in the future.
Yeah, exactly. Don't. If you have a lot of your identity in your bank account, in your job, and the stuff you have, you need to stop that right now because that'll lead to depression because it's going to, in my opinion, become less or worthless over time.
Exactly.
So what you need to do and what I've been doing and others have been doing is establishing human connection, relationships, a tribe, people you can rely on. And it's been wonderful. I've been meeting like-minded people and, we're not scared. We're not living in fear. We're not excited about what's coming. But we're not going to lose our minds.
If somebody starts a fight with you, you're not glad some thug just mugged you and punched you in the head, but you're beating their ass and you're suddenly in the fight. It's like, hey, I know how to do this. We didn't start the fight, but we're going to finish it.
You know, Alex, it's funny you said that. I'm not excited to be in this fight, but this is what I've been doing for free for the world for the last 2 months. This has been the best job I've ever had. I wake up every morning excited to get at it. Because I feel like I'm in the fight, and it's a great feeling.
Let me ask you this. We got a little bit of the segment coming up, and we need to join us again very soon. So you're dead over the target here, Edward. What else do you want to telegraph to everybody out there to be ready for?
Okay, let me drop a little news. The insurance Wall Street analyst that has been helping me is going to go public soon, but he's going to go public in his own way to an audience that can make a difference, that has a financial interest in this fraud, that is on the wrong side of this fraud. So that look for that coming soon. What he's going to do will eventually go public. He's not going to put out a press release, but it'll go public. And I also want people to understand that I was contacted by a very senior chief risk officer actuary at a major insurance company who wants to compare notes. So things are going on behind the scenes, and this thing that I'm doing is I'm about to lose control of it, and I'm gladly going to hand it off to my friend who's been doing all the work. And, if you're on Wall Street and you still think Pfizer and Moderna are good buys, I got news for you. There's some catalysts coming that are probably not going to be good for holding those stocks.
Well, let's come back and talk about this, but let's start now. Melinda French Gates coming out saying it's Bill's problem. He's got to answer for Epstein. Epstein's the most evil man on earth. I mean, she is burning Bill. That shows her. She knows big stuff's coming out.
Oh, absolutely. Alex, you and I, I told you on your last show, you're a stock picker. You just didn't know it. These are what we call tells. These are things that happen before the news comes. And one of the tells on Pfizer was the CFO of Pfizer, Lou DiMaglio, who helped run Lucid into the ground in that dot-com bubble. He left in November because he knows what's coming. He doesn't want to be there. He retired. He said, I've seen this movie before. It doesn't end well. I don't think he was involved in the fraud, but he was the numbers guy. There's no accounting fraud at Pfizer, but he probably heard what was going on, and he was horrified, and he exited stage left. So Melinda Gates is a tell. Something bad's coming.
Damn right. We'll come back in 5 more minutes with Edward Dowd. And you can also find all his great work at D-O-W-D-E Ward. And that's on Twitter. So be sure and check that out.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.